and you don't.
This is the Matt Hallin Show.
You're all talk.
On News Talk 630, WPRO, and 99.7 FM.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Eight minutes after 7 o'clock here on WPRO 99.7 FM. Now, usually on Wednesday nights at 6:50, we talk to one of our bloggers from Anchor Rising. And we had to rearrange the deck chairs a little bit to accommodate Mr. Robitaille's visit into the studio. So graciously taking a little bit of extra time for us is Andrew Morse from AnchorRising.com, one of the best political blogs on the face of the earth. Andrew, how are you, buddy?
Good evening. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. What's going on in the blog tonight?
Well, we actually we're starting into not just a single post or even a day's worth of posts, but related to the subject that you were just talking to.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking from being in this business a while and covering politics. August is usually kind of a silly season for
right.
political coverage when nothing is happening. That is definitely not going to be true in Rhode Island this year. You know, we have active campaigns for many offices going on.
Primaries happen in early September. That's what the August food fights begin.
Yeah, I've always suspected that was kind of a strategy by the incumbents. They want, like, everyone to forget all the political stuff over the summer and then come back and, hit them quick in September. And...
Well, it saves them a lot of money, Andrew.
Yeah.
They can use the summer as an excuse. They save their money. They don't buy advertising. They don't, they don't go out there. You know, they press the flesh. They use up the shoe leather and all that other jargon. But, it saves them money from advertising.
Right. So while all of that kind of traditional political activity is going on, we're going to roll out some posts over the next couple of weeks over at Anchor Rising, www.anchorrising.com, where we're going to put out all these numbers that people are always talking about, like what exactly is the size of the state budget? How many FTEs do we have here? How are we doing in education statistics and that sort of thing? We're going to build up sort of a background that people can come to, and they can use this for a common baseline of their discussions. And, of course, all our numbers will be sourced. They'll all be from official documents and that sort of thing where people can go back and look at what the original source material is.
Sure.
And most importantly, people can come in, and like I always say, they can come in and, they always have a choice. They can either come in and call us, a bunch of idiots for putting up stuff that they think that nobody cares about, or they can come in and they can say that, hey, that's kind of interesting there. Is there any more detail there that you can drill down into? Mm-hmm. I'd be interested in knowing a little bit more about where the money for the human service budget goes.
Well, I got to tell you, what a fantastic tool for people who are running for office for the first time.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, you might need that. You need to educate yourself on the ins and outs of the budget and in the ins and outs of the functionings of the state, so that way you can go into a debate, you can go into a forum, and know what the hell you're talking about.
Yes, and as much as we make fun of Rhode Island government in various ways, quite appropriately for the most part, the professional staff people, they do a good job of putting a lot of information out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you kind of collate it and you put it in the one place and you know where to look, you can see some interesting stuff, and it actually starts to make a little bit of sense, at least how we got to be here. Now, how to fix it, that's always just a little bit more contentious. But.
Well, I think that's an excellent service you're offering up to the people, and I'll have everybody check it out, anchorrising.com. So this is going to be a series of posts over the next several months,
over the next month or so at least, yes.
Excellent. All right, Andrew, we'll check it out.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, brother. Andrew Morse, ladies and gentlemen, from anchorrising.com. Check that out. The blog is great. I mean, if you want somebody who wants to be informed, it's so funny, they say the conservative leaning, but even the arguments that they make are very cerebral and could almost just be considered logical, to the point where I'd even say it was an independent blog. But, it could be because I agree with them most of the time. So, anyway.